Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic, a follow-on topic from our prior topic where we discussed the prohibition of not sitting within 4 amos of somebody who's saying Shmona Esrei. And now we're going on to the issue, the discussion of how about passing by or in front of somebody who is saying Shmona Esrei. So the source of the issue, don't want to yet say prohibition, but the source of this discussion is a Gemara in Brachos Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph that we see there that Rav, who was the Rebbe of Rebbe Yirmiyah Bar Abba, who was davening Shmoneh Esrei in front of Rebbe Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Rav finished his Shmoneh Esrei first, and the Gemara tells us, V'siyam Rav, Rav finished davening V'lo Paske Litziluse to Rebbe Yirmiyah, and he did not literally interrupt, pass by the davening, the Shmoneh Esrei of Rebbe Yirmiyah. Rashi explains as follows: Lo avar lefan of Rav. Rav did not pass in front of Rebbe Yirmiyah kidei lachzor lashevet bimkomo, in order to return to his place in the shul. So the Gemara there learns a number of lessons from the Maisa, but the one relevant for us is v'shma minah asur lavor keneged hamispalalim. We learn from here that it is prohibited to walk, to pass in front of somebody who is still davening Shmoneh Esrei. And the Gemara continues there, Messiah le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We have a proof then to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told us, asur lavor keneged hamispalalim. He told us the same thing. It's prohibited to pass in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. And then the Gemara asks on that, is that really true? But we see that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi do indeed pass in front of people who are still davening Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi chutz the arba amos u'dechalfei. They would pass in front of people outside of their 4 amos. In other words, the prohibition here, and it's coming down to being a prohibition because it says asur lavor keneged hamispalalim, that applies specifically within 4 amos of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei, but not outside of their 4 amos. So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch indeed paskins this way, asur lavor keneged hamispalalim, is prohibited to pass in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. We'll have to talk about what about on his sides and in back of him. Bitoch arba amos, if you're within 4 amos of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei, don't pass in front of him. Now in fact, the Achronim bring 2 different reasons for this prohibition. The first is brought by the Chayadam, who says, Da mispalal hashchina kenegdo, somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, the Shechina is in front of him. Va'asur lavzik peino l'shechina, and it's prohibited to interrupt, to walk between the davener and the Shechina. So that is indeed one of the reasons for the prohibition, that the person is having a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't walk in between. Just like we shouldn't walk even common courtesy between 2 people who are having a conversation, walking in between them. Kal v'chomer, somebody's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't walk in between them. The Mishnah Berurah brings a different reason. He says, Mibnei shemavatal kavanat hamisbalal al yedeza, because if you're walking in front of somebody and possibly even on the sides of somebody, then you are going to have a negative impact on their kavana. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that also in the Bir Halacha, in the name of the Mamar Mordechai, that the reason for the prohibition is Jimavatal Kavana Samispalal, you are going to negatively impact the kavana of the person who is davening. So we have 2 reasons there: the prohibition, don't pass in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei within 4 amos. Reason number 1, because the person is having a conversation, the Shechina is kenegdo, don't walk in between. And number 2, because you're going to negatively impact the kavon. And Emir Tashem, tomorrow we will start going through different nafkaminas, halachic ramifications as to which reason it is. So we will see there are actually a difference in halacha, a number of differences in halacha, whether the reason is because of the Shechina kenegdo or because we're concerned about the kavana of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei. Have a wonderful day.